In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. When paranormal investigator Mary Vogel discovers a satanic sanctuary, she unleashes the fury of a vengeful spirit. Soon she's locked in a struggle against an entity seeking to conquer her mind and body. And the battle turns physical. The price of victory may be her life. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. On every continent and in every country, the supernatural weaves itself into the fabric of our very reality. In the complexity of modern existence, invisible forces often go unnoticed by all except paranormal investigators. Sometimes, however, entities threaten innocent people. When they do, paranormal investigators rely on years of study, an innate courage, and in many cases their piety, to defend the defenseless against entities hell-bent on destruction. In the fall of 2000, paranormal investigator Mary Vogel leads her team into the Virginia countryside.
What are we doing here?
We are investigating a barn I got a call about.
A week before, a general contractor had been renovating the building.
He was unable to complete his job because of the supernatural activity that was going on there.
To protect her identity, Mary appears under the condition of anonymity.
At one point in time, the circular saw had gone on, and it wasn't even plugged in.
Jane Reeves is new to paranormal research. She and Mary have already forged a close friendship.
From the first time we met, it was almost like we had known each other forever.
Why don't you take some temperature gauges? I'm gonna check out the loft. You guys stay down here, okay?
I decided it was just best for me to go by myself. I didn't want anybody to fall through any holes or whatnot.
Using a microcassette recorder, Mary hopes to capture an EVP, or electronic voice phenomena, of any presence in the loft.
Wax, a pentagram. That basically told me that there was satanic rituals there. Very suddenly, I had a stabbing pain in my stomach, as if I was violently ill.
Get out, Mary! What's with the equipment? Get out!
There was something that definitely didn't want us there.
Let's go.
That frightened me, and I became frightened for my team and their safety.
Later that night. Mary's 13-year-old son, Josh, has never been comfortable with his mom investigating the supernatural.
Well, you know what? Then I will do it when you are not here.
How's that?
Well, good.
Mary and Mike have been dating for several years and are engaged to be married.
I missed you last weekend.
I missed you, too. I even brought you something back from the country.
Oh, really?
Hey, you didn't bring me back anything.
Well, what about a kiss?
No way.
Like Josh, Mike is wary of the supernatural.
He had some skepticism when it came to paranormal research in general. At the same time, he was my biggest support system.
A few days later, Mary continues listening to the barn recording with her friend Jane.
I haven't heard anything. See if you can hear anything.
Okay. God!
Oh, come
on. I don't know. Nothing. Oh, my God. What's wrong? I don't know. I feel like somebody's got a hold on this. Let him go. Let him go.
Who was that? What the heck was that?
That was the first time anything like that had ever happened to me. It just scared me to death.
Mary calls her longtime mentor.
John Zaffis speaking.
Based in Connecticut, Zaffis has investigated the supernatural for more than three decades.
In the paranormal field, it's very important to establish connections with people. Mary and I have established a very good working relationship plus a friendship.
Listen, we just heard a really disturbing EVP, and we wanted your opinion.
Yeah, of course, I'm happy to help.
The voice on the EVP just said your guide can't help you now.
Listen, satanic worshippers, they often evoke negative spirits. It's a means to protect their sight.
Satan worshipping, that's very, very hardcore. When you're a sensitive individual like Mary, that can prove to be extremely, extremely dangerous.
Yeah, what do we do?
All right, listen. Go to Mass, go to confession.
I have recommended that she protect herself just in case something might have gravitated towards her.
John advised us to drop that case. It wasn't worth any danger to myself or my investigators.
That night, Mary takes precautions to protect her house and loved ones.
In every room, I made sure that there was a crucifix.
She also wears Blessed Saint medallions. Like many Catholics, Mary believes these medallions offer divine protection.
I just wanted to feel surrounded by a holy type of protection. repulsive to anything evil.
Hello?
Hey, sis.
Yeah, listen.
Mary's sister, Allison, attends grad school in California where she's studying to become a psychotherapist. Despite living 3,000 miles apart, they talk regularly.
Ask you something. Do you remember that barn case I was telling you about?
Huh, yeah, sure. I remember you mentioning it.
She was worried about some of the cases that she had investigated. That was unusual for her.
But then, a family crisis arises.
My mom had a knee replacement surgery that went awry.
Mom, did you have a good rest?
Yes.
She got a stomach staph infection from the surgery. And at one point, the doctors didn't know if she was going to survive or not.
He was here earlier. You just get some sleep. And I'll
it was one of the most stressful times I'd ever been through in my life. I wasn't on my guard.
A few nights later, Mary answers emails from people requesting paranormal investigations. She tells them that there's a medical emergency in her family and she'll contact them later.
Tabby? Kitty? Consumed with stress, Mary has difficulty maintaining her spiritual defenses.
Grunting like a pig.
Oh, God, Josh.
I was concerned about my son's safety. I wanted him to be protected, but I didn't want him to be frightened because that would make him vulnerable.
Mary's mother slowly recuperates from her severe infection.
She's doing much better.
Good. Thank you.
You're not getting enough sleep.
I am getting enough sleep.
Oh, honey, you look terrible.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks.
I'm changing your bandage. Oh, I'm feeling so much better. Are you all right, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I'm fine.
I had a lot of nightmares. while I was awake during the day. Maybe I was going crazy. Maybe I had schizophrenia. Maybe it was brought on by stress. And if that's the case, I can get help for that. I can get medication.
This is Allison.
Mary desperately hopes her sister's knowledge of mental health will provide clarity.
I gotta ask you something really important, okay?
I've been seeing horrible things, and I need to know if you think I might be going crazy.
No. She didn't have any of the classic indicators for psychosis. There was no mania, no evidence of schizophrenia, none of the typical signs that you'd find for diagnosis.
Okay.
There's a world of difference between what you're describing and a real mental breakdown.
That meant that what was going on in my home was real. It's almost as if you're being diagnosed with cancer in a spiritual way.
Just get the house blessed soon.
I call Zaphis.
Lord God of heaven and earth, bless this house and all who inhabit it. Fill them with the light of Christ.
Mary asks her parish priest to bless her home.
Their love for God.
Her mother, now recovered, and Jane join Mary for support.
We ask for Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father, can you bless my medallions as well, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Could you bless mine too?
Yes, I will. Lord God of heaven and earth, bless these emblems of your saints and bless all who wear them. Fill them with the light of Christ and give them your protection. We ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Something I couldn't see attacked me.
Every emotion inside Mary screams for her to flee. But she knows the house isn't haunted. She is.
There was nowhere to go. There was nothing I can do.
Mom's doing fine. She is up and walking, and I even
got her to come over for the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to bed.
Okay, sweetheart, come here. Yes. Love you.
Love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Aunt Allison says she loves you, too.
You're coming back in, what, 2 weeks, right?
And 4 days until graduation.
Night, Mom.
Night. Yeah, can I talk to you about something?
Sure.
Allison, I've started to feel like something is...
Mary tells her sister about her terrifying attack.
Allison, I'm just starting to freak out.
Would you just call John Zaphis?
Calling John would have probably been the smartest thing that my sister could have done, because he would have actually set some things into motion to try and help her.
I don't really feel comfortable calling John. I'm afraid of what he might want to do.
It is not going to get any better until you get some help. Mary?
How real is your faith? Your faith is nothing.
I hung up the phone on her because I thought, this is ridiculous. That's not my sister.
Something was starting to take control of me. I felt completely helpless.
Mary again turns to her faith, despite the previous repercussions.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
The necklace was itching and burning. It felt like I couldn't breathe. Every time I had anything done to try to make the situation better, I would be attacked. I would be beaten. I felt like God had forsaken me. And when I needed him, God wasn't there. I started to lose my faith.
John's office.
John?
Mary? Mary, is that you?
John, I don't know what's happening. I think I might have an attachment.
Once that growl sound started, that tells me we were dealing with a demon.
We don't need any help.
I knew right then and there that this was going to really develop into a very, very serious situation. And I didn't want to lose Mary.
I need to talk to somebody.
Okay, come on in.
No. I need to stay out here.
Sure. What's wrong?
I was attacked last night.
Did you call the police?
I wasn't attacked by a person. You remember the demonic sound on the tape?
Oh, my God.
Get away from me! I don't need any help, my son! I don't need any help! I'm gonna go! My
heart! Go back in. I'll be there real soon, okay?
I can't stay.
I'm ready to listen.
Jane was very fearful, and I could sense it. Like a shark could sense blood and water. Her fear made her very vulnerable.
been? I've been sitting here half the night worried sick about you. I thought that you were in a car wreck or something. What's that?
I don't love you, Mike.
Oh, come on. You don't mean that. Look, you've been going through a lot. Let's go inside.
You know very little, Mike.
Mary!
Get out of our life!
Get out of here before I call the police and tell them you did this.
Things come out of your mouth that you don't want to say. It's as if you're a hostage in your own body. And something else is taking control. These entities drove him away. That's exactly what these entities wanted. Me alone, with no help. Heard some noises.
Oh, honey.
Like two wolves growling.
You know, whatever it is, we can pray about it.
I don't believe in prayer.
What do you mean?
I prayed.
He told me that for years he prayed to God to make me stop doing demonic cases because he was afraid for me. And God never answered his prayers.
I don't believe in God either.
What do you mean? Don't say that.
And that broke my heart. It just felt like a knife going right through me. I believed in God. I just was very angry at him.
Oh, Father, who art in our... Father, who art in heaven...
That made it very easy to be taken over.
Attempts to carry on with everyday life for Josh's sake.
Mom, hurry up or we'll be late.
He's excited to visit Allison, who's in town for the 4th of July.
There was this strange churning inside of me. Like 1,000 screams waiting to get out.
Her mother lives only a few miles away. Mary has no recollection of the perilous drive.
Afterwards, he said that I stared at him the whole entire time, and he didn't know how we got there without having an accident.
Josh!
Oh, God. I need help.
Do you need to call someone?
No. Where does Mom keep her holy water, Allison?
We don't need any help. And definitely not from you.
What looked at me was not my sister. I kept my distance from her.
What was that with Mom in there?
I was scared.
Why do you care about that mother of yours?
Go back inside. I need to talk to your mother alone.
Why do you even believe in God? What's he ever done for you?
He's my protector.
I felt totally unequipped. I prayed literally the entire time I was there.
John's office.
John?
Something terrible is happening with Mary.
I think she might be possessed.
I knew what we were dealing with at that point.
Tell me exactly what's happening, too.
There was no doubt in my mind whatsoever.
All right, Allison, listen. Listen, you got to keep Josh there with you.
All right, don't let him...
Can you imagine what was going through that poor little guy's mind? It had to be horrifying.
Don't let him go
near his mother.
I wanted to make sure he was okay.
All right, in the meantime, I'm going to start calling some people. I'm going to start trying to arrange getting Mary some help, okay?
When a person is in that possessed state, you don't know how they're going to react. You don't know if that person's going to become violent. You don't know what the capabilities are. Zaphis pleads with Mary to undergo an exorcism.
Yeah, I'm worried about your son. Don't you want to protect him?
Josh. Well, John, of course I love
Josh more than anything in the world.
That was the one key thing that convinced Mary that she wanted to have the exorcism done.
Get out of our life!
Something might escalate out of control in her home, and she did not want her son to fall victim to that. Allison and Jane will drive Mary to Connecticut for the exorcism. Mary knows that at best the exorcism will be extremely painful. At worst,
it could be fatal.
The closer it got to the exorcism, the more there was second thoughts, there was more fear. I might not make it through this. And who's going to raise my son?
After an 8-hour drive, the women arrive in Stratford, Connecticut.
That I was the enemy.
The exorcism will be conducted by Father Larry Elwood. Having worked with Zaffis for 25 years, he knows the personal Please. Risks.
Mary, why don't you take a seat right here?
These spirits can attack us.
Just want you to relax.
But I'm more than willing to do it because they won't be able to find help anywhere else.
All right, I'm going to hold her legs, okay? Allison, I want you to hold her left arm. Jane, I need you to hold her right arm, all right?
Exorcism is never a sure thing. You never know if it's going to be a successful type of situation.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
God, the Father in heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, the Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
She started reacting very, very violently during the opening prayers.
Christ, have mercy.
Your God doesn't have the power to win!
I adjure you, ancient serpent, God the Son commands you, and God the Holy Spirit commands you, the holy apostles Peter and Paul.
You're dealing with something that you've read about in scriptures, and there it is face to face.
Jane, we have a present for you. Don't you want your presence?
Holy Lord, listen to our call for help and snatch from ruination and from the clutches of the noonday devil.
Jane.
Spirit, every spell of Satan, every
the exorcism creature. Continues for more than an hour.
Her physical strength was terrifying.
Your God won't win!
It felt like she could physically have flung me across the room.
Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, who is led in the desert after his baptism by John to vanquish you and your sins. Make way for Christ, for he has already deprived you of your humanity. Surrender, you beast. Surrender to Christ. This human being made in your image and likeness. Instill fear, Lord, into the monster that plunders your vineyard.
Jane finds reassurance in her blessed medallions.
Just a reminder that God is with you. It makes me feel stronger.
Your God is nothing.
Take our present, Jane. Don't you want our present? Don't be rude, Jane.
Take our present or Satan will shift your soul.
I knew it was saying, come with us, Jane, to hell.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
yours. I cast you out, unclean spirit, along with every satanic power of the enemy. I command you, unclean spirits, along with your allies, now besieging this Lamb of God by the coming of our Lord for judgment.
The exorcism continues for nearly 2 hours.
Submit then to God, who through David, his faithful servant, banished you. The deceiver, for he now flails you and scourges you with plagues.
Years of being involved with this work, Mary was the first levitation that I was ever witness to.
I command you by the coming of our Lord judgment that you tell me your name. I command you that you tell me your name. Depart then, O impious one. Depart, accursed one. Depart with all your treachery. He who expels you and who is coming to judge both the quick, the living, and the dead of the world with flames.
I felt clean and happy, like a newborn baby. It felt like I could finally take a deep breath, and the air was fresher. It felt like being alive again.
After you've been touched by the paranormal, especially on a negative level, these things don't forget who you are. They'll always remember you, and they will target you.
Mary gives up paranormal research and reconciles with Josh.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, what have we got here now? It just brought us closer. I know he's always going to be there for me, just as I always am there for him. I know no matter what happens to me, that everything will be okay. If you can survive demonic possession, I think you can survive just about anything.